It's 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is establishing a board to coordinate flood recovery efforts and is asking lawmakers for state funding to help those efforts along. Lawmakers will consider a request of $15 million for flood mitigation projects and $10 million for housing tax credits. Representative David Seek, a Republican from Glenwood, says the funding is a good start, and he says the advisory board will be important moving forward.
Her board will be a great asset as far as coordinating all the dollars from all the different buckets, whether it's state or federal or local dollars. And I also think it'll get to the crux of how we fix this stuff.
Some Democrats are asking for more bipartisan work on flood recovery efforts, and others are asking for more funding. Health officials have reported the first confirmed Iowa case of measles since 2011. The Iowa Public Health Department said today the person wasn't vaccinated and contracted measles on a trip to Israel where outbreaks have been reported. Iowa officials are working with the infected person as well as the people he or she potentially exposed. The department says there's no indication of any threat to the general public. Measles symptoms include fever, runny nose, and a rash. It's also highly contagious. U.S. officials say 90 measles cases were reported across the U.S. last week. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.